Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Nicole Orr, who heads the Riverside University Health System Foundation. Thank you for joining me today, Nicole. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, we're going to be talking about the Festival of Trees in Riverside, but you actually work for the Riverside University Health System Foundation. Tell us about the foundation.
Well, my primary job with the foundation is to raise funds to support the medical center and all of our UHS. So I work with donors who help us invest in our priorities, so things like trauma and women's health and our cancer services and primarily our children's needs.
The Festival of Trees event in downtown Riverside is now approaching almost 30 years as a landmark event after Thanksgiving. Now tell us about it. What is the Festival of Trees? When and where is it? And what's it all about?
That's great. So the Festival of Trees is our annual signature event, and we bring in 10,000-plus community members over the course of the whole week. We kick it off on Tuesday, the 20th, with our fundraising gala, and that's our big event every year that raises funds for our children's needs. So this year, we're working on funding our child abuse and neglect unit expansion and other pediatric work. And then it continues throughout the week. So following Thanksgiving, we have a lot of free and fun activities for the whole community. So story time with Santa, the senior stroll, and lots of entertainment from local talent that hit the stage over the course of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So that's the day after Thanksgiving. So that's like the 23rd, 24th, and you do it on Sunday as well?
We do, up until about 1 o'clock on Sunday when our designers come back to pull down their trees.
Who does the event benefit?
The event benefits Riverside University Health System's pediatric work. So we have the region's only pediatric ICU, and we have a busy NICU here, and we also have the region's child abuse and neglect unit. So all the funds raised benefit those areas here at the hospital.
For our listeners that have never been there, can you a little bit more specifically describe the Festival of Trees for our listeners and what they can expect to see this year?
Yes. So what they can expect to see, like they do every year, is a bunch of beautifully decorated Christmas trees. So the Festival of Trees always starts on Tuesday night prior to Thanksgiving with our Mistletoe Magic Gala. And we have this year over 750 community members coming together to raise funds for our PEDS work. Then after Thanksgiving, Friday through Sunday, we have a bunch of free community events that are open to the public where everyone can come through and view the trees, listen to great entertainment, and participate in some fun activities.
Okay, now I don't know if we mentioned this. Where does it actually take place? Where do they need to go to be able to see the trees?
The Riverside Convention Center.
Okay, and what kind of preparation actually goes into this festival? I'm sure you put in hours of work, but tell us a little bit about that.
We do. So our foundation just has a handful of staff, and we all devote a great amount of time to it. But really where the work comes in is with hundreds of volunteers who devote a total of hundreds of hours to the event. So we have 55-plus tree designing teams who just in that one activity have groups of people who come together and spend, gosh, probably 20, 40, 60 hours planning and designing their trees that are really the feature of the event. We also have a Festival of Trees gala committee, and we have lots of volunteers who come through Friday through Sunday to manage all of our free and fun activities for the kids.
Okay, now how do you put all this together? How do you reach out to get the tree designers to participate in this event?
Well, we're really lucky because we have some very loyal volunteers. So with these 55-plus tree designers, I would say that a vast majority of them have been doing it for 5-plus, even up to the 29 years that we've been doing the event. So they often bring in friends to help them, and then they might grow into being independent tree designers. So we have everyone from professional designers who own local flower shops to our pediatric room nurses who actually put together a great tree that goes back up to the PEDS unit after the event.
So all of these tree designers are volunteers that put in numerous hours to decorate these trees and showcase them during the event?
That's right. So our trees generally, either they choose to be traditional tree designers, children's tree designers, or get creative. So Last year, one of our big winners was a Beauty and the Beast tree for the kids, and then another year we had a great Kung Fu Panda tree. So they get very creative, and just these trees are so over the top. It's amazing.
That really does sound like a lot of fun. Now, this year, do you have any special activities? Be a little bit more specific about the special activities that you have during the festival weekend.
We do. So one of my favorites is actually on Saturday, and it's called the Senior Stroll. We've been doing it for the past, this will be our third year, and we have a great group of volunteers who come in and they lead seniors through small tours and talk about the trees, so the inspiration behind the trees, and also our medical center and different activities that we have going on. So we have our friends from the Janet Gotsky Center and Alta Vita who advertise this to their community members. So that's one of my favorites, and that's on Saturday. We also have Story Time with Santa on Friday. So Santa comes up and reads some favorite Christmas stories. And then we also have a great team of volunteers who comes and leads the groups of kids through some classic Christmas carols, too. So those are just a few of them.
People that want to attend this event, does it cost anything?
Unless you come to the gala. Otherwise, all festivities are free.
Okay, why don't you once again tell us when and where the event will take place, the Festival of Trees, and kind of give us a day-by-day rundown of what's on the activities list for each day.
Okay, so Friday is our first day that is open to the public, and we are open from 10 to 9 o'clock. And that's a great busy day because the Mission Inn is also doing their tree lighting. So that day, we do have our Story Time with Santa, and that is happening from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., and that's when Santa reads and we have Christmas carols and crafts. The rest of the day is open, and we have people viewing trees and also a number of local talent acts come out and performing. So we have community singing groups, cheerleading groups, and dance crews coming through to perform on the stage.
Okay, and Saturday?
Saturday, the festival is open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and we start that day at 10 a.m. with the Jingle Bell Jam on the stage, which is, again, local performers dancing and singing. We have Santa's Wonderland at 11:30 a.m., and that one is a special event by reservation only that is benefiting our child abuse and neglect unit. But it's a time to get one-on-one time with Santa and have your pictures taken. And then at 2 to 4, we have our senior stroll through the trees. And one thing I shouldn't forget to mention is that Santa is with us out in the concourse of the Riverside Convention Center all day, every day, available to take pictures and talk to kids.
Okay, now you mentioned that special invitation event. How can they get invitations to this, or can they?
They can. So they go to our website to see ruhealth.org/Santa's Wonderland, and there they can click on the link to go in and reserve their spot.
Okay, now tell us what's featured on Sunday.
On Sunday, that day, we are open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's one of our shorter days. And that day is, again, we have a local dance group. On Point Entertainment is coming out, and they'll be doing a show from 10 to 11:30.
Okay, so the Festival of Trees event starts the day after Thanksgiving. I believe that's the 23rd of November, and runs through that entire weekend.
That's right.
And where is it taking place again?
The Riverside Convention Center.
So all they have to do is go to the Riverside Convention Center and they won't have any problem finding the event?
That's right.
Okay, is there any place else that people can get more information about the entire event?
Please visit our website. So ruhealth.org/foundation. Everyone can find anything they need to, including our schedule of activities, on our website. And then everyone is also welcome to check our Facebook page. We put up posts constantly and have our events listed there. And we do also have our phone line, 951-486-4213.
Okay, give us that website again.
ruhealth.org/foundation.
Okay, thank you, Nicole. Sounds like a very fun event that everyone will want to attend. Nicole Orr, who heads the Riverside University Health System Foundation, talking about the Festival of Trees event happening at the Riverside Convention Center. Thank you very much once again for joining me today, Nicole. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Stephen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.